Lots of microphones. Well, thank you so much, Alan. I'll try to live up to your words. And thank you all for coming. I'm going to read three short sections, and I'll locate you temporarily as I go. The first section I'm going to read is actually the first section. So if you don't understand, I can't help you there. But there will be a reference to, in the first section, to something called the continuous bath, which, if you wait until I get to the second half of the third section, you will understand. One small thing that's more evident in the reading than it is in when you hear it read is something in a section in Marguerite, the daughter of this family, in her point of view. The novel is, in some ways, a portrait of the family, the Hennerts, and a kind of family that's unraveled even before the novel has begun. And they continue to unravel, though it seems hardly possible they had any anything else to unravel. So Marguerite is in the throes of a psychotic episode. And one of the things I stumbled across as I was writing this book was, re-stumbled across, was Frank Bidart's poem, The Ark. And in it, there's a line, "Insanity is the insistence on meaning." And it was a line, the context, it's too long to go into, but the idea behind it was that it's both kind of a desperate grasp for connection, but it's also kind of an imaginative creating of connection. So in any case, Marguerite is both desperate and imaginative, and in her desperate imaginativeness, she is very attuned to homonyms. So when she hears mourning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, she actually hears mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So the first section is called Humble Then Your Wisdom,